Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all still want me to come with you? Hi, and welcome to WAMS Radio, the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm Burke Allen, and today joining us on the program is Joanne Callahan. Joanne is with ATFTF, the Association for Thought Field Therapy Foundation, and their worldwide projects include post-traumatic stress disorder research in Africa, humanitarian efforts in disaster areas all around the globe, and education in areas of need, including poverty, trauma, and disease. They do wonderful work. And we're going to find out more about exactly how that work happens all over the world today on WAMS Radio. And I believe Joanne may be on the line with us now. Hi, Joanne, is that you?
I am. I'm on here. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us on WAMS Radio today. Tell us, how did you get started in this field of helping others?
Well, working with my husband's work, which is thought field therapy, and our practitioners have found, as we have all over the world, that the trauma relief treatment that we have is bar none the most effective and the easiest to apply in the field. And trauma sufferers don't have to relive the trauma, so they don't experience the pain that they do in a lot of the other therapies. And so early on, practitioners went into Kosovo. We had a group, Dr. Carl Johnson went into Kosovo, and they got such profound relief for the victims of in Kosovo that actually the chief medical officer wrote us a letter saying they were going to adapt it for the whole country because all the other methods, while well-meaning, didn't get the same kind of results and also didn't fit their culture as easily. One of the beautiful things about what we do is that it's cross-cultural. And so you can use it anywhere. They don't have to admit to a problem. They don't have to talk about the problem. And we've gone now around the world helping in trauma relief. We were asked into New Orleans right after Hurricane Katrina, and we were asked to go into Tanzania early in 2004. So we had formed a foundation actually in 2004, and that was our mission, was to be able to take this trauma relief worldwide. And we've expanded a little bit each year. We've been asked back more places every year. We've been to Rwanda, the Congo, and now we're becoming more well-known. We've done some very excellent studies that meet the academic needs, I guess, to show rather than just the clinical needs or showing the person you're helping, but it also proves that it's an effective therapy statistically, I guess. So we've been expanding every year.
Joanne Callahan is our guest today from the Association for Thought Field Therapy Foundation. And Joanne, you mentioned that your husband, I guess, is one of the founders and practitioners of Thought Field Therapy. We have listeners all over the world. For folks that don't know what that is, could you explain that to us in a nutshell?
My husband discovered and developed the techniques called Thought Field Therapy. They were originally called the Callahan Techniques, and he's been developing this mode of treatment for about 30 years. And it works with the acupressure, acupuncture meridian system, and it kind of combines modern-day clinical psychology and ancient Eastern medicine. And what he devised, what was different than what acupressure does when they use the system is he devised a diagnostic process which determines specific order or sequences. And what we've found over the years, he at first began just addressing emotional issues, but what we found is that it actually addresses the body's healing system. So it's very effective in many areas. And because I think we're dealing with the healing system or nature's healing system, it allows very profound healing very quickly and very simply.
Joanne Callahan is our guest today on WAMS Radio. And if you'd like to speak with Joanne, you have a question about her foundation's work, the number to call is 718-506-1944. 718-506-1944. That's a free call in the New York City metropolitan area. And we've got a caller on the line from Maryland. Hi, you're on the air on WAMS with Joanne Callahan. Hello, caller, are you there? Joanne, as we move on, and the caller apparently can't hear us, how well do you work with other first responders in these disaster areas?
We've been slowly improving that ability. We have one of our board members is working with the Red Cross. We've had a couple of the local Red Crosses in the state of Washington very pleased with what he's doing. We do a lot with EMT personnel, with police and fire. A lot of our practitioners are very well-versed in that area and do trainings in that area as well. We've done a little bit with the Green Cross as far as providing training for our practitioners in that area, and we had begun working with them way back when they first started forming. So we work with and offer training to, actually, first responders as well, but it's something we usually don't come in immediately. It's after that.
In a time when our country has been involved in this war in Iraq and Afghanistan for the last several years, terms like post-traumatic stress disorder are much more forefront in people's minds. But if you've never been around someone who experiences that, what does that look like when you're up close to it, Joanne?
Well, I think that the symptoms can vary depending. I mean, for instance, when we worked with the severe traumas of the genocide victims in Rwanda, you would see just blank stares. The children had violent behavior or they had blank stares. They just weren't there almost. They were numb. They'd never been allowed to grieve. Many had nightmares and flashbacks. I know the returning veterans have the same problem. They have outbursts of anger. They have much, much, much flashbacks and many flashbacks. And in Rwanda, they call them daymares, nightmares, a lot of nightmares. That's one of the wonderful parts of this trauma treatment is that it will often eliminate the nightmares immediately and the flashbacks.
You mentioned
gives you a simple tool for the anger.
You mentioned your work in Rwanda, and I'm sure that for most of our listeners, the closest that any of us have come to that whole nightmarish scenario is the Don Cheadle movie, the great Don Cheadle movie, Hotel Rwanda. In your experience, was that an accurate depiction of just how bad things were over there?
Oh, yes, very much so. And one of our group is helping with a quilting project there, and they had done some work in that very hotel. The work, it's so gratifying to see the changes on people's faces and on these children's faces. We currently have a team in Uganda right now, and I spoke to them yesterday morning, and one of the things that they said to me was it was so, so heartwarming and gratifying to see the change on the people's faces when you could lead them through some simple procedures and all of a sudden that heavy burden of trauma and grief is just gone. And the amazement and the joy in their face is just such a reward. They were talking about that very thing yesterday. They worked with a bunch of people out in the jungle. The Catholic Church diocese there has hosted us, and we're working with malaria victims as well. And the trauma victims. So Uganda is known as having one of the worst, highest incidences of trauma of all the African nations.
Our special guest on WAMS Radio today is Joanne Callahan. Joanne is with the Association for Thought Field Therapy Foundation, and they work worldwide on post-traumatic stress disorder research in Africa, humanitarian efforts here in the United States. They've worked at Hurricane Katrina on site as well as around the world. And if you'd like to talk to Joanne, we'd love to hear from you at 718-506-1944. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Joanne Callahan on WAMS Radio. Hello, caller. Can you hear me? Joanne, I think that they were having a tough time hearing us. And folks, if you're listening, perhaps on your computer, there's a bit of a delay on the World Wide Web. So be sure to listen in the telephone whenever you begin to speak with Joanne. Joanne, what special skills would someone need to be involved in what you guys do specifically in terms of when you're on site? Because it's a little different. It's a lot different, gosh, I guess, than the Red Cross or some other first responders.
Well, it is, but if you're going into a trauma area, you need to be based in those in the basic trauma relief and debriefing procedures as well. But what we have, our teams are made up of volunteers, but they're like Dr. Caroline Sakai, for instance, is a licensed clinical psychologist, was with Kaiser Hospital in Hawaii for 31 years. She was our team leader. She led our research. Suzanne Conley from Arizona is a licensed marriage and family social work, marriage and family practice, and licensed clinical social worker, excuse me. And we also had a volunteer that was not a trained psychologist, but there's many aspects to what we're doing in Uganda, for instance. Our team consists of a physician, an emergency relief nurse, and two clinical psychologists, and two teachers and trainers. So we teach the therapy or techniques as self-help procedures. So when we go in with a team, we have a variety. Dr. Robson is working on the malaria research with his wife, who's a nurse. So we have needs for all types of volunteers, especially there's always a lot of paperwork. We would love to have a grant writer. We need grant writers. We've been asked to come back to Rwanda this year for a women's and children's abuse center, and they want us to come in and train and teach and treat again. So we're always needing grant writers. We need people that can support and do paperwork in the field, that can just help with logistics and planning. So we take all the practitioners need to be trained in thought field therapy, and they need to understand that, because that is what we're teaching and offering in the field. But we can take volunteers of all levels of expertise and licensing.
Joanne Callahan with the Association for Thought Field Therapy Foundation is our guest, and you mentioned that you're looking for grant writers, and volunteers are always welcome. If folks are interested in volunteering, or if they're interested in donating to the nonprofit, how can they get in touch with you and find out more about your organization?
Well, they could go to our website, which is www.atftfoundation.org. And that website has information about donations. It has our trauma relief committee has an application up there if you wanted to be a volunteer. It gives you information about the previous work that we've done, has articles, so it gives them a lot of information. And we always need help in this area. And we have a new project that we're getting ready to launch that we're quite excited about, that's in this country and I think desperately needed. And that's our Time Shares for Vets program. We're providing a trauma relief retreat for veterans.
Now, how does that work exactly, Time Shares for Vets? Tell me more about that.
Well, what we've done is we've teamed up with several other organizations. We've teamed up with a business networking organization that I happen to be part of called Success Mastermind Alliance. And what they're doing is collecting donated timeshares. People that have a timeshare, say, deposited in RCI or II that they can't use, that they're willing to pay the transfer fees on and donate. And then they donate those timeshares to the ATFT Foundation. And then what we do with the ATFT Foundation is we package them with some self-help procedures, self-applied techniques and information for trauma, and a mentor or coach, a volunteer mentor or coach, and then give that, award that to a returning veteran and their family, such that they have some self-help techniques, they have some self-help procedures, and somebody that they can ask questions of while they're awaiting help in the system. The VA system is so overburdened right now, and we feel this is an excellent stopgap for them and for their families, because there's also concern out there about the welfare of the families when veterans come home and there's anger and hurt and all types of things. So what we've done is teamed up, we're teaming up with organizations like the National Veterans Foundation and the Columbia Valley, Columbia Basin Veterans Organization, as far as reaching out to the veterans, so that we're using known veteran organizations and known coaches within the veterans' resources there, so that it's something that it'll be veterans helping veterans. Our committee that's putting this together on the ATF Town Foundation are veterans. They're veterans trained in thought field therapy, as well as counselors and psychotherapists.
Charity here at home as well as around the globe with the ATFT Foundation. And you can find them online at atftfoundation.org. And Joanne Callahan with the ATFT is our special guest today on WAMS Radio. We've got a caller from Southern California. Hi, you're on the air with Joanne Callahan and WAMS.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm just wondering if you could tell us a little bit about what the therapy is like. I mean, does it take very long? Is it hard to do? Can anybody do it?
Great question, Joanne. What about the therapy?
The therapy is simple. It's self-applied, and it's tapping, actually, on those acupressure, acupuncture, meridian points. And it's simple to do. Anybody can do it. One of the beauties of it is non-invasive, and it causes no harm. So you can go ahead and apply it yourself with some simple drawings, some simple coaching. The children in the orphanages in Rwanda, for instance, learned it instantly and they loved it. And they used it the whole year we were gone, such that when we came back, they had no remaining trauma. I mean, there was nothing more to do. There wasn't the study held up. They didn't have. They used it throughout the year on themselves and on each other, so that even children can apply it safely and easily and simply without any kind of written materials. They were very kinesthetic there and they learned it. So it's something easy and it can be done in minutes.
Caller, thanks for checking in with us today. Now, Joanne, is it difficult to get for lack of a better term, a big tough guy to admit that they need help and to actually show up? You said that you actually have methodology where they don't necessarily need to admit that they're hurting.
They don't really have to. They don't have to talk about it. That's one of the beauties of this therapy. There's a lot of other popular modalities where they have to relive and relive and relive the experience, and they don't have to do that. They don't have to go through that kind of pain to get relief. We have numerous practitioners. Dr. Robert Bray, who is a veteran himself, just wrote a book called No Open Wounds, and it's geared to the veterans. That's what he works with. And in fact, he's on our Uganda team in Uganda right now, leading the PTSD study. So he is an expert in that field. He's done clinical studies with veterans, and he has been practicing and using thought field therapy for over 10 years now. He was part of one of the congressional hearings. He was in a DVD called Between a Rock and a Hard Place. And he works with the toughest of the tough all the time, and he gives them immediate relief, and they have no problem using this because they don't have to talk about their experiences. They just have to say, I'm feeling anger, and go with it. Or I'm uncomfortable, and he can work with them. They don't have to talk about it, and that's one of the beauties of this therapy.
Joanne and her group specialize in post-traumatic stress disorder research all over the globe. And can you sort of paint a picture of maybe one experience that you've had or that one of your volunteers has told you about of a specific individual that you've helped? And you certainly don't need to use their name if you don't choose to, but to help us visualize sort of where someone is before this as opposed to where they are afterwards.
I would love to. We have so many stories, and I think some of the most touching stories are from the genocide victims in Rwanda. Dr. Caroline Sakai did an interview with Share International in June, and this article was published, so I can go ahead and tell this story. Also, this elderly gentleman did give permission. But while they were working with the orphans in Rwanda, the genocide victims, one of the elderly gentlemen from the nearby village came and asked if they could help him. He was kind of covered in red dirt. He stumbled a lot. He was dizzy. And he had severe wounds and scars all down the back of his neck. And they said yes, they would try and help him. And he told them that he had been forced to watch them murder his wife and children and then the entire village. And then they hatcheted him, and he had machete wounds all down the back of his neck. And he had been suffering for the last 12 years with daymares and nightmares, flashbacks. They call them daymares, but flashbacks and nightmares. And could they please help him too? And Dr. Sakai, Caroline Sakai, treated him. And he said he felt better, and he went home. They treated the nightmares and the trauma. They treated his trauma. It only took a few minutes, and he went home. And he came back the next day, and he said, for the first time in 12 years, I've slept without any nightmares, and I've had no more flashbacks. He said, can you help my dizziness? Because I fall all the time. And he was covered in this kind of red dirt that they have there in Rwanda. Well, Caroline thought, you know, they probably had neurological problems just because of the severe wounds that they could see on him. But she said, we'll try. And at that point, they used the diagnostic process of TFT, which determines a very specific treatment sequence for him. And they treated him, and he started walking around. And he said, you know, my dizziness is gone. I feel wonderful, and I'm not dizzy. So they thought perhaps the injury was trauma-related as well, whatever the neurological issues were, because they were fine. And he went home, and the next day they were treating orphans, and the orphanage manager came running out and said, Caroline, come quick. And he had gotten outside, and there was the elderly gentleman with 30 villagers all wanting help. And he said, I have no dizziness, I have no nightmares, I have no flashbacks. Can you please help all of them? So they were waiting till when they were finished with the orphans. And then the real import to the story is that next weekend was Easter Sunday Mass, and he came to church there, and he stood up, and he said that God had brought TFT to him and had healed him. And now he was going to open his home and take in 4 orphans. And that shows you the profound healing that can take place from the worst of traumas. So I believe that if we can get these trauma tools out to the world, we can break the cycle of violence in so many, many trauma areas. We've seen this with the children. After the year when we went back to do the assessments, they weren't violent. Their violent behavior was gone. They had more self-esteem. They had cleaned up the orphanage and planted vegetables. The orphanage director very, very aptly put it, and I'll just say, he said very eloquently, it is like an answered prayer. These techniques have helped the children's lives. Their traumas have been set free, so their eyes are set on the future. And we believe this can also be done for our veterans, and it can be done with simple self-help techniques that we provide, and we're trying to provide for everybody free. And this isn't to say they don't need to go get the help from the Veterans Administration or that they need further counseling, but it's to say we can stop a lot of the trauma that's there that may be leading them to think of suicide or homicide or causing grief and anger. And what we're hoping to do is provide these procedures out there free. We have these on our website. There's a free, my husband and I have a book called Stop the Nightmares of Trauma. And chapter 3 of that book is the exact same procedure, step by step, that Dr. Sakai and Suzanne Conley used in Rwanda, that Dr. Bray is using in Uganda right now. It's the same powerful algorithm procedures, the simple self-help ones, that they're using there with the studies. It's what Dr. Johnson used in Kosovo. It's what we used in the Congo. And we're offering it free to all the veterans. It's a free download on our foundation site, on our association site, and on our own business and professional site. So if they go to atft.org or the atftfoundation.org or tftrx.com, they can get this trauma download for free. They don't even have to be a part of the program. They don't have to wait for a timeshare to get free help. They can go get that material for free. And, of course, we'd love to help as many as we can. So if people have timeshares, donate them, because I think by providing a week retreat where they can apply them and enjoy themselves and relax with their family, it's just a small, small thing that we can do for those that have served us.
Joanne Callahan is one of the practitioners and the founders in this this type of therapy known as thought field therapy. And let's see if we can get another caller in before we run out of time. Hi, caller. You're on the air on WAMS with Joanne Callahan. Hello, caller. Are you there? All right, Joanne, we've got another caller on the line. Hi, you're on the air with Joanne Callahan from the Thought Field Therapy Foundation. Can you hear me? Hello, caller.
You're probably trying to do it over the computer or something.
Oh, I can hear the caller, but caller, can you hear us okay? Joanne, if folks want to make donations to the foundation, this is a nonprofit, so it's tax deductible. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. It's a California nonprofit.
Okay, very good. And I saw there's a donate button right there on the homepage of the website. Why don't you give your website address out once more, please?
It's www.atftfoundation.org. And actually, if anybody has airline miles, we could take airline miles that would help with travel expenses, because all of our volunteers on our they don't get paid, and we try and cover their expenses, but even some of them cover their expenses. That's how dedicated our team members are. So if we have airline mileage, and also for the veterans program, if you have, we've been contacting Angel Flight, and I know the Coast Guard has some sort of program that we've been trying to hook up with too, so that we can help provide travel for veterans that don't have a way to travel to their timeshare. So if you have airline mileage that you can contribute to that program, that would be wonderful as well.
So airline miles, volunteer hours, or good old cash is always
welcome. That's right.
Joanna, it sounds like you do just wonderful, wonderful work. How are you generally received by the people you're helping? Are they skeptical at first? Do they are they very welcoming in a general sense?
Well, I think everybody's extremely appreciative and welcoming, because we don't go somewhere we're not invited. We don't go and try and force our way in and enter into an area where there's already other help or things going on. Everything that we do, we've been asked to come. We've been asked to come help them, and they have heard about how powerful and simple the procedures are. What's wonderful about what we're doing, too, in the other countries is we're training the locals to be able to help themselves. We're training 300 people in Uganda. We trained over 100 in Rwanda the last time, so that they can then carry out things themselves. The Uganda, we trained 100 on Monday and Tuesday of this week, and on Wednesday there was 30 of them back in their villages already treating others.
Oh, that's fantastic. The Association for Thought Field Therapy Foundation is online at ATFTF, foundation.org, and you can make donations there. Joanne, you do wonderful work, and I certainly appreciate you taking time to spend with us today on the radio. Thanks so much.
And thank you very much, Burke.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to WAMS Radio on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm Burke Allen. Have a great weekend, everybody.